A new report by the Treasury Department and the White House Council of Economic Advisers says the United States now spends 2% of its gross domestic product on infrastructure, with overall spending falling by 50% since 1960. In contrast, it notes, China spends about 9% on infrastructure and Europe about 5%. It is clear, the report states, that persistent neglect will impact America's competitive position with the rest of the world. President Obama met for about an hour on Monday with key state governors, city mayors, and cabinet officials, and in the White House Rose Garden, he spoke about the consequences of woefully inefficient and outdated infrastructure for current and future economic growth.
The bottom line is our short-sightedness has come due. We can no longer afford to sit still. What we need is a smart system of infrastructure equal to the needs of the 21st century. A system that encourages sustainable communities with easier access to our jobs, to our schools, to our homes.
In September, the president asked Congress for an initial $50 billion to begin a six-year plan of infrastructure upgrades, spending he insists will be offset by ending a collection of oil and gas industry tax breaks. But legislative action will have to wait until Congress returns after the November 2nd midterm elections, at which point one or both chambers of Congress could be controlled by Republicans who have sharply criticized Obama stimulus spending, saying there is no reason why the world's best infrastructure should lie beyond U.S. borders. Mr. Obama cited examples of other countries, including China, he says are recognizing the importance of investing today for tomorrow.
Right now, China's building hundreds of thousands of miles of new roads. Over the next 10 years, it plans to build dozens of new airports. Over the next 20, it could build as many as 170 new mass transit systems. Everywhere else, they're thinking big. They're creating jobs today, but they're also playing to win tomorrow.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, a Republican, voiced optimism to reporters about prospects for bipartisan cooperation when Congress returns. He also lashed out at critics of Obama economic stimulus.
There's thousands of people working, 14,000 projects today. The idea that our stimulus didn't work is nonsense.
A separate recent study contained recommendations similar to the Obama administration report and estimated the federal government, state, and local governments would have to spend as much as $194 billion simply to repair existing infrastructure. President Obama on Monday said the United States had deferred decisions on repairing aging highways, rail lines, and other infrastructure for years, hindering economic growth. He also indirectly linked the issue with the upcoming congressional elections, saying Americans face a choice between decline and prosperity and between the past and the future. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.